AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Kentucky has been swamped by wave after wave of heavy rain that caused flooding that killed a woman, stranded a school bus, and forced more than 160 rescues in Louisville. City resident Nicholas Powell says he's been through flooding before, just over a year ago at the same apartment complex.
Well, last time it took about 6 to 8 months to get us back in. We were in an extended stay hotel for a while, so it was really hassle.
He was on WHAS TV. President Obama is praising the nuclear agreement worked out with Iran.
It's a good deal, a deal that meets our core objectives, including strict limitations on Iran's program and cutting off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon.
He spoke in his weekly media address in the Republican address. North Carolina Senator Richard Burr talked about fighting cyber crimes, saying lawmakers are being presented with a bipartisan proposal that calls for voluntary information sharing to fight cyber hackers.
No one is forced to share information in any way. The bill requires that a company removes private data before sharing anything with the government. No company is allowed to share data unless it is directly related to the cyber attack itself.
Gay rights activists are calling for Indiana to add protections for gays and lesbians to state civil rights laws. They marched through downtown Indianapolis today. Indy Rainbow Chamber of Commerce board member Barbara Baird says there is no statewide protection to prevent discrimination against a person based on sexual orientation.
They can still be fired from their job. They can still be denied services. They can still be denied accommodations. And, you know, this is more than bakery and pizzas. It can be health care. It can be schools. It can be all sorts of things.
This is AP Radio News. Sarah Brady, the woman who worked with her husband to change the country's gun laws, has died.
Sarah Brady's world changed in 1981. Her husband, then White House Press Secretary James Brady, was shot in the head and was left paralyzed in the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. Sarah and Jim Brady became activists for gun control.
Who could be better protected than Secret Service all around you? And yet, it was a gun in the wrong hands that a background check would have probably have caught.
Jim Brady died last year. Sarah Brady died near Washington. She was 73. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In men's college basketball in the Final Four, the first men's Final Four game of the day, Michigan State has been playing Duke. Next up will be Kentucky versus Wisconsin. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.